Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Tuesday morning, we hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Look, it is the week. It is the week that the Eagles play. And believe it or not, it's in 2 days. Let me tell you how wild that is. This is like a football Friday. This is the Friday practice today for a Sunday game. Like, we're here. We're in game week. We're getting near the game. Now, we had a lot of games over the weekend for the Phillies, and they played very well. Obviously, winning 3 of 4 since we last had a show, 4 of their last 5. Wild game yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk to Jaws today at 7:25, Elliott at 7:50. 8 o'clock, your chance to hear a name. And with that name, on Thursday, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game. So we are loaded for bear for a big show, a big week, and a big fall, obviously, as we turn the page from the summer to the fall to football season and a Philly season as well that has great aspirations. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. There are approximately 1.4 billion insects for each human on
that's
the planet,
incredible,
according to recent estimates. And those are conservative estimates.
Yeah. Well, number one, I'll say, how do they know? Because how do they know? But that is amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing. There's a lot of them. A little critter guess.
Ants alone. I mean, you can't even write the numbers without using the exponents.
Yeah, it's too long,
you know,
a number.
Like the repetitions and the exponents and stuff like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't fit on a piece of paper.
No,
Seltzer, does your excitement for Eagles season fit on a piece of paper?
No.
Did you see Saquon?
No,
Saquon, number one. Number one right player in the
why
NFL.
Why not? Let's give one more accolade for last year before we start the next year. I can't freaking win. Dallas sucks. Can I say that? Go Birds. Dallas sucks. Let's freaking go, baby.
And how about this? It's an Eagles-Cowboys game in Philadelphia. The players aren't resting. It's not because how many times over the last 10 years? My God. Yeah. It's the last game of the season. Yeah. Eagles are resting the players.
That's
Dallas are resting
point.
The players. Like, here we are. Dallas week in 2 days.
Really good point.
All right, so let's crank it up. Let's start with this, and we're going to get to the Phillies' first segment and throughout the show. But let's start with this. So Saquon, as you just mentioned, number one. NFL players rank him number one in the top 100 list. Congratulations, Saquon. Great accomplishment. So let me start with this. I do not expect a drop-off this season in how the Eagles will utilize Saquon or how effective he'll be when they use him. I know this may be naive. I know history says, Joe, don't say this. I'm just telling you, John, my instincts is that he will just do it again. I can't say that definitively means 2,000 yards. Because game circumstances can create different scenarios. You know, he may have one or two less carries just because the game script may dictate that you might not need to run it. You know, maybe sometimes they'll need to pass it more in the fourth quarter. I don't think the Eagles are going to win as many games. So there's an argument they won't salt games as way as often just because, you know, they might have to pass late. It's a hard schedule. But I'm just telling you, I think they're going to lean on them. I think they should lean on them. I'll worry about tomorrow. And you know, John, I don't say that often. Normally I am a very, like, I'm worried about the season and trying to get to February and managing the next 2 to 3 years. Like, I'm not worried about the next 2 to 3 years with Saquon. I saw a Superman last year that is so ridiculous, and I think they go right back to that well as often, essentially. You know what I say essentially? You know what I mean? I mean, within a couple carries, couple, you know, whatever. I think they go back to it. I think they should. And, man, am I pumped up to see that guy in 2 days versus the Dallas Cowboys, and obviously it'll mean a Super Bowl banner being displayed as well. Look, your thoughts, 215-592-9494. John, agree or disagree? Do they lean on Saquon as much? And should they?
Yes, absolutely they should. They will, I believe. And there's nothing stopping him from doing what he did last year. That's been his sole focus.
Yeah. Well, history says there's a toll. Okay. That stopped. You know what I mean? Sure. The Christian McCaffrey toll.
But I also see guys like Saquon, and I also see these players who are defying what I thought was previously, I don't know, like the law of nature. And, you know, guys like Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, guys who are doing this longer and later in their careers, and they take punishment and they recover.
But they are the exception. They are the exception.
Technology and the sports medicine is advancing.
Well, who else can you name, though?
Their efforts. Well,
I can't. Can anyone name anyone else right now? So Derrick Henry, to me, is one of current players.
Yeah.
Frank Gore did it. Now, he wasn't as great, but he did
it. Frank Gore was miraculous. I know,
but we could also name 75 running backs that weren't those guys. I mean, Brian Westbrook broke down, you know, kind of early.
But here's the one thing I will say about Saquon.
When I say kind of early, meaning early after. Like, Brian Westbrook's top greatness was 07. By 09, he was done.
But Saquon didn't get hit a lot. But, I mean, his yards before contact, I think he had something like 200 more than anybody else. So it wasn't like you saw a lot of those runs. He just broke out and nobody touched him.
There were. But I will say, and I have the numbers in front of me, and we'll go through them today. When you have 482 carries, touches, you got touch.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
482! So,
but I don't think they ran him into the ground like DeMarco Murray.
Well, you know what? No one knew when DeMarco Murray had that year he was about to fall off the cliff the next year. You just didn't. I mean, if the Eagles did, they want to sign him for, you know, whatever, $40 million. All right, so that's one thought. John, give me another thing, and I want to hear from everyone. 2 days. This is like a football Friday. James, had you thought about this is like the Friday practice
tonight? I hadn't. That's a great way to put it.
This is the Friday practice. This is like saddle up, guys, last practice before the freaking season. Before the game. Today, we reconvene from a summer. They got a game in 2 days. All right, John, give me something else in the Eagles. What are you thinking?
I read the Vic Fangio press conference, and I'm loving everything he says. Again, he's just spitting truth out there. And he, I don't know if you read some of what he was saying.
No, I read it. Nick will tell you who starts. Nick, by the way, Nick won't tell us
no,
who starts.
Exactly.
Who runs onto the field on 1st and 10 will tell us who starts. All right? Fangio said like 4 times yesterday, or 2, whatever day it was. Nick will tell you who starts, a corner, safety, linebacker. Whoever runs on the field will tell you who starts Sunday night around 8:20. That's who will tell you. All right, look, 215-592-9494.
Did you hear his explanation of last season?
Which part?
He of the beginning of last season. I thought it was really fascinating. I'll look it up and we'll get to it later. Anyway, just listening to this guy talk, he discussed the fact that in that one of those early defeats last season, he gave the defense too much.
Okay.
It was on him. It was Vic Fangio's fault because he believed they could handle more than they could so early in their young defensive careers. You know, you got young cornerbacks out there. You got young players. So he put that on him. I thought it was really fascinating. And the way he talks about this year's defense gives me heart. it gives me a sense of, holy cow, he knows how far this defense has come. He knows that this defense has now progressed. Those young kids that just weren't quite ready for early last season, like Cooper DeJean. He talked about how delayed Cooper DeJean was.
He did.
Even compared to Makuba. Andrew Makuba is, yes, he's delayed, but man, Cooper DeJean, he was just getting started at this point. So, you know, and look what he was able to come back and do. People are, I hear a lot of doom and gloom at times. There's a lot of excitement about this team, but then it's, the defense, there's so much that's new.
Yeah.
There's so much youth.
I'm one of them.
What are they
going
to do?
Yeah.
I'm saying we've never felt a defense that's this talented in the middle. Think about the way we've treated linebackers around here forever. Now you've got, you can't even call that depth. You've got starting amazing all world type talent too deep in the inside linebacker position, which is amazing to me. This is something that we've never had this luxury before, so we don't even know what it's going to look like.
Well, there's an argument if N'Kobe Dean gets back that it could be three deep.
Think about
that. If Trott Jr. is to be relied on as a starter, and he probably won't be, but if you felt he could be, Campbell, Trott Jr., and N'Kobe, you know.
Guys who last year were credited with such great leadership and such great just their headiness as players, their ability to absorb information. And this is just, it's just the beginning. What we saw last year for this defense is just the beginning, is what makes me so excited.
Well, I do have worries about the day because the safety and the other safety and the other corner and all that stuff. But look, we'll see. This thing gets real in 2 days, Eagles and Cowboys. We got some audio of what CeeDee Lamb said about the game over the weekend, the ceremony. We got a ceremony in 2 days. We got a Phillies, quality stretch so far. I mean, the last
Harrison
little bit.
Harrison Bader is unbelievable.
He's played well.
Unbelievable.
He's been a nice addition.
He's talking about how important it is to give guys, to give of himself, like to project positivity and bring everyone else up because of the rockiness of a season. He just gets it.
You can tell he's a gritty guy. You can see it. You can see the way he plays.
He's so consistent, too. Yeah. I know he's going to go make that play defensively.
Well, he's very good at that. Look, 215-592-9494. All right, so 2 days to Eagles football. Talk to us. Do you think the Eagles will lean on Saquon as much and should? And if so, do you think he'll be as effective? Do you agree with John? Nothing really too much to worry about the defense? Or if you have more of my mindset, there's some concerns there. All of that plus we'll get coming up next. What stood out to us the most this weekend with the Phillies? There's a lot. There's a lot to get to. 215-592-9494. Off and rolling on a Tuesday. It's the fall. It's football season on 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, right now, and new customers can bet just $5, and you'll get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. That's amazing. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets that you can use all across the app. You can build parlays, you bet player props, you ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
So we got a football game in 2 days, and we got a baseball team. And my guess, this is part of why James is playing this song. He's in a good mood. Game and a half up on the Dodgers, which is solid. And we care a lot, Steven Tyler. All right, so let's get to the Phillies and then we'll get to the phones. Let's address the main things from the weekend, which I don't know that there is a main thing because there's a few different things that come to mind from my standpoint this weekend that's near the top of the board. John, biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend with the Phillies, and certainly this goes for everyone, at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most, John, with the Phillies this weekend. Two different series, of course, because we're combining the Braves and the Brewers. What hit you the most?
I thought...
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, the fight, you know, we were down big again early, 4-0, and then we were down 5-1, and that, you know, this team battles, and I love that about us, and it never feels too far out of reach, and I, you know, I don't know, it kind of feels right for me, you know, like I know you always accuse me of being too hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
this team validates that hope, and I love that, and it's so rewarding. And you know, I appreciate these guys the way you know, it's never really too far out of reach.
So a lot of ways to go. I'll tell you the thing that hits me the most, and it's going to be combined with probably two other names.
One last thing. Yeah. The Harrison Bader thing, mm-hmm. again, the way he breaks it down very simply, and the way he said it was high support. He said keeping it high energy and high support at all times for his teammates, you know, that's so important to him. And, you know, that's why they bring back a guy like Garrett Stubbs. That's part of why Garrett Stubbs is here.
Well, third catcher usually is a guy you're going to bring up. Look, biggest thing that stood out to me is Nick Cassianos is a part-time player. Now, the irony is
Does he actually understand that?
Yeah, now the irony is he actually started three of the last four games, but it's three of the last five games, so he didn't start Thursday, he didn't start yesterday.
And he got replaced for defense in one of those games.
Yes. So now, what goes with that is sort of part of what John's talking about, Bader and his effectiveness, Marsh and his effectiveness. Yeah. I was going to say Gabe Kapler.
Rob Thompson.
No, yeah. Well, who was the Phillies manager?
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, no, who was the Phillies outfielder? Kapler.
Kapler.
I was like, what the hell? Okay, so they didn't cut him. Remember, if you go back 2 weeks ago when they got Bader, we thought, hey, he might be gone. So it was Rojas sent down, Rojas not brought back up. Kapler is being leaned on. And the combination of the outfielders is such that I appreciate Rob Thompson doing this, because you can't walk yourself off the plank. You got a shot to win a World Series. Don't screw it up by playing the wrong guy every day. John Castellanos, part-time player. Now, he's not a nothing player in that he's still going to play, but you know what? It's interesting because there's a whole nother year on his contract. Again, I'll say it for the second time today. I'll deal with that then. It's like the Saquon thing. I'll deal with whether Saquon breaks down in 2 years if I have to. I'm just telling you, you cannot try to win a World Series and play Castellanos, who's been one of the least effective players all season. And I appreciate
the numbers
that as they come down the stretch, they're not screwing around with that. That was big from this week. To me, that is a big sign of their focus and their intent of what they're trying to do. I appreciate it. Yeah. I also liked that Lizardo looked good. And Lizardo and Ranger are obviously in a battle for who's going to get the second start in the playoffs. And, of course, they signed Buehler, which is Seltzer Buehler.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
I am, too.
Yeah, last possible day to add a guy, and he could still play in the playoffs for you. It's all-time flyer. Why not?
Right.
You know, this guy in 19 World Series innings has a 0.47 ERA in the World Series. He has been a playoff stud. He closed out the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Worth a shot. You know, this guy comes up in the biggest of moments. Get him in here, see what happens. Why not? Also, intimate knowledge of the Dodgers. He's played for them for his entire career, knows the Padres well, all that. So, all-time, why not?
It's also some if Aaron Nola doesn't get it all together insurance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's insurance, period. You don't have guys. Like, there's no one on the roster like this guy, pitcher-wise. Like, he is the most accomplished postseason pitcher on the roster right now, today.
Wow.
Boom.
Not counting Wheeler, you're saying.
He's got 19 World Series innings that the .47. He's won two World Series. Like, this guy's probably, I don't know if he's as good as Wheeler,
Why was he so bad?
So, I think this was just a weird situation where Boston is in a different spot. They're contending for a playoff spot, but they're young. They're growing. Yeah. They knew he wasn't going to be on their postseason roster. I'm guessing they said, hey, go to the National League, buddy. He was like, no problem. And it's a go somewhere else and see if you can get right type of thing. He was good last year. He's only 31. Just feels like one of those things. You know, this happens. It's baseball. It's weird like that.
I thought it was an interesting and good signing. All right, let's go to the phones. Phillies and Eagles, tons to chew on. 215-592-9494. Stephen Egg Harbor kicking us off. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Can't wait for football Thursday. But I don't think we're going to be using Saquon as much as we did last year, like John said. I think a lot of teams are going to do what Spags did in the Super Bowl. They're going to put maybe nine guys up front if they can, as many as possible, to try and stop them. And I think because, you know, like people in Philly, so many people doubt Jalen Hurts, the NFL's teams are going to force him to beat him first, and then
it's possible. Then, you know, yeah, not, it's not going to be nine because you can't. I mean, nine is you're just going to get crushed. But I get your point. Look, I would love to know, John. Do you have a sense? Was it so unusual what Spags did compared to what other teams did? I mean, did he actually load it up that much more than other teams? Could you tell?
You can't. No, it wasn't anything too unconventional. I mean, we know what Spags does. You mean, are you talking?
Well, my point is, like,
in what situation?
Well, Steve, the whole game. So, Steve, my point is that it obviously the narrative has been Spags loaded off. That's why Saquon struggled. That helped Jalen obviously go over the top. And, you know, that, like, everyone understands that. But did he actually load up so much more than Washington did or the Rams did or the Packers did?
I think it was more a combination of, like, timely run blitzing, you know, overloads in specific areas at the perfect time in anticipation because he did understand the tendencies and everything else.
Sure.
So that I would stay. That's what I always thought.
I mean, Steve, the fact that that was the only time that it happened the whole year. I mean, I don't know. I'd looked back. I'd have to see if there was like one other game that Saquon didn't get going. Maybe there was one. But I can't imagine, Steve, that defensive coordinators didn't try to load up against them. So the Spags thing doesn't give me much concern on the Saquon front. I'll just put it that way.
Well, you sure know the Rams didn't do it because he got like 470-yard touchdown
right.
runs.
Well, right. But I'll also say this, Steve, and James brought this up in the offseason a couple times. One of the theories is, and Steve, good call kicking us off. One of the theories is if you load up, well, obviously that has a tendency to stop running backs. If the running back gets through that, if there's not a safety playing center field, so to speak, then like, bye-bye, you know? And that's where a 12-yard run can turn into a 70-yard run. Because if the safety's back, all right, you know, running back gets, you know, past the linebacker, safety comes up, boom, 12-yard gain, first down, it's not a touchdown. But if the safety's up there and Saquon makes one guy miss like that, touchdown. And he did that, you know, five or six times last year. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, your chance to win Phillies tickets on our show today. We'll tell you how you can. Phone calls and all these topics. Busy day. Great day. It's the fall. It's football season, and the Phillies are playing good baseball on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you've got those old drafty windows or those cheap ones that came with the house, now is the perfect time to get them replaced before the cold weather hits. And Window Nation is the company I recommend.
Exactly. I replaced the windows in my house with Window Nation, and it was such a game changer. They're a company you can trust, and they know that new windows are an investment, and they make it work, and they may work hard to make it affordable for you.
And their crews are awesome. They're actually going to be at my Shore House next week fixing a window. And what I know they're going to do is they're going to get the job done in a day or less. And with a team that has over 10 years of experience on average, you can be sure they'll install your windows right the first time.
And right now, the deal is incredible. Buy two windows, you'll get two free. Plus, you'll pay nothing up front. That's zero down, zero monthly payments, zero interest for two full years. Seriously, you won't pay a dime until 2027. But hurry, this sale ends on September 30th.
Don't wait. Just go to windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
Well, good morning to you. Shout out Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. The Who's fired up for football. So, James, on the field with the Phillies, what stood out to you the most?
I think what John was talking about, just the resiliency.
Boy, I set you up at a bad time.
Yeah,
when
it's
Roger
all good.
Roger Daltrey's yeah. coming in,
especially me versus Roger. Like, what a mismatch! It's unfair. The way they bat, especially yesterday. Yesterday felt like a classic, especially with this team. Like night game the night before, travel for a day game against a good team, against a pitcher they've never seen before, as a young, really talented pitcher.
Yeah.
It just felt like all the things that this team usually struggles against and the situation they always struggle in.
Yep.
And they go down 4-0, they go down 5-1, and it's like, yeah, this is pretty much exactly what I expected from this baseball game. And they battled, and they battled, and they battled, and they kept scoring runs when it mattered. And I do think, Rhea talked about in the update, we talked about it a little bit before, but I think Harrison Bader has brought an edge to this team. I do think that he, the way he plays, the way he goes about his business, he's just an edgy guy. There's like a vibe to him, and I think it's something this team needed. Now, obviously, he's playing well, so that helps, but he's playing well. So, you know, I think he's really brought something to this team.
A spark. He looks like He-Man, you know?
He really does.
By the powers of... Grayskull, I have the power. Like, put that in mind. That's what it feels like, too, at times. You know, that energy that he brings, intentional energy. I mean, that's not easy, I'm sure, when we're how many games deep into 162, you know?
Well, he's also critical. Look, there's two things that are critical. One, to help him try to win a World Series, obviously. Two, Dombrowski's reputation around here.
Oh, I finally hit on the deadline deals.
If it sticks.
Well, so far.
So far. But you know what I'm saying?
And I will say,
we'll say.
I will just say David Robertson, you know, yesterday, I think he got he got unsettled by what happened with JT.
Yep.
But I think he's been very good.
It's been fantastic.
And that's essentially, he's been awesome.
Yeah, tremendous. And that's essentially a deadline.
Also, Trey Turner's got to make that play. The inning could be over.
Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah. He is past Kirkering for me, Robertson, in terms of trust. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. That's not like an obvious statement for a lot of people, I don't
think. He's number two. Well, he's number two behind the
rim. I agree. And what's crazy is Tanner Banks is number three. Those are my top three. I'm not kidding.
No, he's up there.
Ooh, I'm not kidding. Like, how crazy is that?
All right, so look, all of that, 215-592-9494. Rhea, an Eagles point. What are you thinking here 2 days to kickoff?
So I have some concerns about the offensive line. And just because what they've always had is depth. And I don't know if that depth is – I mean, Dickerson missing practice yesterday with a back – even though they're like, oh, Jeff McClain posted, doesn't mean he's definitely going to miss the game. But you've got Cam Jurgens coming back from the back surgery. So what happens if he needs to take a couple plays off, if Dickerson needs to? I just have some concerns about the if we can get out of that offensive line,
well,
what they got out last year for Saquon.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and I think this is common sense, but I'll say it. When you have this many great players, particularly when a bunch of them are already into their second or third contracts, like A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, on down the line with a bunch of players, many of whom are on offense, your depth is going to suffer.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have cheaper backups at a lot of spots.
Oh, Fred Johnson coming back to me was huge.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
Especially how he admitting the mistake immediately. Correct. Like, that guy signed with another team this offseason, and how he was like, my bad, and traded an asset for him. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that.
All right, let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th, now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Look, it's a question that, just from a probability standpoint, more people should say no than yes to. But I'll be curious, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, if more people say yes than no. Poll question. Will the Eagles win the Super Bowl this season, yes or no? Find out where it goes.
I mean, forcing people to go negative before the season even starts. Get show the camera.
Get it out of the way on a Tuesday. It's not game day yet. It's freaking close. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Neil. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'd like to start out, do Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Yes, sir.
So I'll do that.
Yep. You know it.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch your Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Nicely done there, Jeff.
Well done, Neil.
Nice job throwing Devin
Neil
there.
Neil can sing a little bit.
Yeah, Neil, I heard it. That was good. Devin, Neil, you got a little voice. That was pretty good.
Yeah, well, fair.
Yeah, we might need you to sing your calls moving forward.
Yeah, well, about the Eagles, I think they'll beat the Cowboys easy, but the big test will be Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa. So we'll see about the depth or so.
Yeah.
But in Howie, I believe so. I'm still, if they don't have any more major injuries, I think between 13 and 4 and 12 and 5.
Well, I'll say this, Neil. I do expect more injuries than last year because they barely had any. I think Mulata, a couple games. I think AJ was about 2 games. And obviously, at the end of the year, was N'Kobe. But, and Jalen, I think, was
Lane
like 2 games.
Lane was a game. Devontae was a game.
But these like were small.
No, I agree. Yeah, it was small stuff. Jalen was 2 or 3.
And
not
listen,
much.
Neil, maybe they figured out a secret sauce. I mean, 2 things. One, obviously, there's some basic luck, right? We all know that. 2, maybe they figured out a secret sauce to an extent. Because 2022 and 2024, both years, they've been unbelievably not injured. But are they aberrations or a sign that they have the secret sauce? I mean, I guess the next 2 to 3 years will tell us. But I'll be surprised, Neil, if they are as injury-free as they were last year.
And look, for some things, there is no secret sauce. Some things a guy just hits a leg in a row.
Of course.
You know, so like they've been really lucky with that stuff, too.
All right, Neil, what do you got on the Phils, man? There's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, and Howie I trust because don't be surprised that with all the draft picks, if Howie makes more moves, that they need some positions to fill.
Sure.
Just like they did with Johnson, you know, like on the quarterback. So But about the Phillies, the best victory of the season, you know, like Harrison Bader, you know, stay with him 90% and March 90%. And, you know, like if Castellanos hitting, go with Kempler, you know, like that. And I think I still, in the next week, bring up Crawford at least for, to, you know, in September, get a little bit of a feel, you know, like for that, you know, and then see what, you know, between Nola and Bader. But I think, you know, like, the picture yesterday, you know, like I think he reverted to form. So I think I stay with the three lefties, you know, to start the series and then see about Nola or the new pitcher they got, you know, like who goes for the fourth spot.
Listen, Neil, I think you're on it. I mean, here's the deal. Nola can play his way into the top three, but Johnny's got to play his way in. I mean, when I say he's got to play his way in, he's got to prove it. He's got to prove it because, you know, one thing I like about Sirianni a lot. And, you know, this weekend it was an interesting – matter of fact, let's play this audio right now. Let's play audio of Nick Sirianni. I found this fascinating because I want you to think about this in terms of the Phillies and roles as they finally are decreasing Castellanos' playing time. Sirianni has had this thing for a couple years now where he has a team meeting, and in front of the group he tells the player what his role is on the team so the player and the whole team hear it. Now, roles can obviously change if players get injured and you got to step up. Honest to God, I thought of this as the Zach Pascal meeting. Like, hey, Zach Pascal, we're not going to pass you the ball much. Deal with it and block. I think of this as the third wide receiver meeting, but it's actually for the whole team. But it's an interesting thing because, you know, normally a third wide receiver gets the ball more in other spots than they do here, but you don't normally have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a great running game. Anyway, I like the fact that Sirianni lays this out. I apply this to the way I want Rob Thompson to do things in baseball. Listen to Sirianni over the weekend on clearly defining roles with players.
The meeting you typically have with the players telling them their roles. Did you do anything different this year?
Yeah, you know, we did very similar deal. Obviously, roles change. Talks change. You try to keep things fresh, but I think that's an important meeting for multiple reasons. One, I think it's very important that, you know, everyone's job description is very clear, and it's very clear of what we expect from our players, right? And because it's tough to hold somebody accountable if it's not clear. And I want their teammates to hear what that is too, so they can encourage them and hold them accountable as well within their role.
You ever do that? John, do you ever have a coach do that? I mean, you play for two really notable coaches in the pros, Andy and John Gruden. They ever do that?
No. This is so extremely intentional. Well, I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about
here. I think what he's saying is he's looking at the third wide receiver in a meeting in front of the whole team and saying, hey, third wide receiver, we're not going to target you much, but your job is to run every route as hard as you can to block.
That.
I think that's how I interpret it.
I don't know, but I don't know.
I need leadership from you.
I think this is more of a conceptual thing where...
See, I think it's the opposite of conceptual.
Managing expectations, you think?
I think it's the exact opposite of conceptual. I think it's very specific. Look, I'm just taking a guess.
I do too. I'm with you, Joe.
What do you think, James?
I think it's that he is letting people know and in front of their teammates what's expected of them this season. You know, and that's
never seen anything.
But
he
does a lot of stuff that no one's ever.
I agree with you, James.
It makes think about the accountability that creates in a room where your whole team is hearing what your job is, what you have to do, what you're in charge of, like your role. Like that's. I think it's fascinating.
I do, too. And the reason I said Zach Pascal, let me give you an example. So that position's changed like three or four times. It was Quez Watkins, then it was Zach Pascal. Then Paris Campbell was in there a little bit. And then last year it was Jahan Dotson, and this year it's Jahan Dotson again. But you got other guys like Johnny Wilson, like all the other receivers. You're 3, 4, and 5 receivers. All right. Here's the reason I say it's those guys.
Well, now we got Mechie.
Well, right,
all those
guys.
Don't forget Mechie and Darius Cooper.
I look at it as a situation where Sirianni wants to look those guys in the face in front of their teammates. So that Sirianni has the moral high ground in November if those guys have 7 catches and say, don't complain to me. I told you before the year, this is the way it is. Now, your role can change. If A.J. or Devontae get injured, your catches might spike up a lot. But while A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are on this team, with Jalen Hurts also running the ball and Saquon Barkley running the ball, third wide receiver guy, in November, you might have 7 catches. I told you going in. That's how I sense the meeting. And it's not so much like the negative. I'm kind of expressing negative, but it's just defining this is the gig. If you want to sign up for it, know what you're signing up for. This is what you're signing up for. This is why Howie Roseman and me and Vic Fangio and whoever the offensive coordinator is in any given year, this is why we made the decision to say you're part of the football team. That's how I interpret that, which I like. And, of course, we all wish, a guy like Castellanos had probably been benched a little sooner, but it is what it is. All right, 215-592. Yes. Does that make sense?
Well, look, that would have occurred. Castellanos, like Nick Sirianni, remember, they're going through every play, tape of every play, every practice even. And if anyone...
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If anyone does anything wrong, they're reviewing that as an offense. And the number of the player right at the bottom of the screen, Jalen Hurts, okay, right. You did something wrong. And everyone is told this.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is taught this.
Yeah.
It is so complete, the transparency. And this is just furthering that concept. But all of this is new to me.
Yeah, I think it's impressive.
I've never, ever heard of anything like this happening within a football context.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. 215-592-9494. All right, couple news and notes related to our show or other things. First off, tomorrow we're going to be at McGurk's. McGurk's in Royersford. We've had a few different McGurk's through the years. It's the Royersford one tomorrow. Be there if you can, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Big show getting you ready, obviously, for the season. Tomorrow will be one day away. Another thing to tell you, 4:30 today, I'll be on the afternoon show with Bo Bond and his mommy and daddy as we sift through what should be the rules for the basketball game, which we believe will be next week between me and Jack. Rules to be determined. Can't tell you how many people came up to me this weekend down the shore and said, "What are the rules?" I'm like, "I don't know."
It's going to be a very cordial discussion, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. James, it's awful.
It's going to be, yeah.
And how pathetic that Spike has to be like body blocker, running back.
Hey, if a mom can't protect her kid, you know,
all right. It's what we do, Joe. Yeah,
well, I get it, but you know what? Spike's not actually a mom. Okay, he's not actually a mom. All right, so 4:30 today. Be tuned. It should be fascinating. Now, next thing, let me tell you about your chance to win Phillies tickets. We're giving away Phillies tickets for a game next week versus those Mets on September 10th. That's Wednesday of next week. 6:45 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. That's Phillies. .com. John, it was over 100 years ago on this day of September the 2nd, which is most notable,
it's
of course.
Meryl Reese's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Meryl.
Happy birthday to Meryl. He might be up and listening. Meryl, happy birthday, shout out.
Happy birthday, Meryl.
All right,
Meryl.
September 2nd is also the day that World War II started. But let's go back even further. Let's go back to Teddy Roosevelt, early 1900s, when he famously said on a September 2nd, walk softly and carry a big stick. Otherwise known as Nick Foles'
mantra. Let's make some
noise,
come on.
Yes. All right, so in honor of Teddy Roosevelt and that phenomenal, that's a cool mantra, right? Walk softly and carry a big stick. We ask you to, because it, you know, it gets quoted. It's not the most quoted, but it gets said. We ask you at 215-592-9494. What is the most reused famous phrase that has been said by a person in real life? Meaning not fiction. It's saying, like, force be with you. We're not doing that, all right? It's not a, yo, Adrian, you know, it's not that. And I'll say this, like, even something that's as famous as Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream, I wouldn't say it's quoted on the daily. Like, not like, it's not like every day you hear I Have a Dream. You hear it, clearly, in a lot of contexts. But, John, when you think of something that is said over and over and over again in society, let's find out today at 215-592-9494 from everyone listening for a chance to win Phillies tickets. Which is the most reused, often said, famous phrase that was said by someone in yesteryear? What are you thinking, John?
All right.
John, just do it.
Bring this to the NFL.
Just do it. You got that, Sussman? I don't know who first said it, but certainly
Nike, I'm guessing.
Certainly Nike made it a thing. All right, John, go ahead.
This time of year, they need to be yelling at it later in the NFL season.
What's
when
that?
Things get rough. You can't make the club in the tub.
Yeah.
It's so common, and everyone needs to internalize that. You can't make the club in the tub. And there's a lot of
sure.
NFL. What would
doesn't
you call
get well?
These?
It doesn't get said in other forms and fashion. There's other things that are going to be said many more times. Seltzer, something that gets said a lot.
Go Birds.
Yeah, around here.
Figure out taking
it
off the board. Like what? No one on this panel. The day the Eagles we start Eagles week, Dallas week and is going to take Go Birds off the table.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Luckily, that's a big one. All right, Rhea, what gets said a lot?
So mine is very close to John's, but it was just because I worked with Hollis Thomas.
Yep.
And he said it all the time.
Yep.
But it actually did come from Bill Parcells, is what I'm talking about. Your best ability is your availability.
Sure, yeah. That gets said a lot also. Yeah. Look, give us a great answer. I mean, there's a lot that are even bigger than all these. Commonly used phrases that were said by someone in yesteryear that it gets said over and over and over again in society. Let us know a great answer. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the me versus Fritz stuff. Some audio related to that from the afternoon show last week. We'll get to that. Phone calls and all the topics on 94W. You can win the Phillies tickets. You got to call to win them on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. New customers, this is an awesome deal. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win that first bet. That's right. You make a selection, $5 bet, and if you win, you will unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, player props, ride the live lines, whatever you want to do. It's all there for you, including who's going to win the big game at the end of the year, or how about in 2 days, who's going to win in Philly? We know which team that is. If you can't tell, I'm fired up. Look, it's football season, and your chance not only this week, but all football season long, to lock in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer for all the lines, all the deals, all available, FanDuel.com/hammer.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.